Mets and Marlins rubber match in Miami. There's two of the best offensive outfielders in the National League East. Jay Bruce, Christian Yelich chatting pregame. Here's Bruce getting the Mets off to a good start in the first.
And Bruce lines one into right center for a base hit, and the Mets cash a first inning run again. Jay Bruce coming through.
Arenas 2-2. Breaking ball, line towards the gap in left center. That ball gets down. It's going to roll to the wall. Bruce is digging for third, and Bruce will score standing without a throw.
T.J. Rivera with an RBI double.
Two on, one out. Pitch coming in. Off speed is cranked to left field. Hangs up there. Ichiro got a late break. It dunks on down for a base hit.
It's a bloop double for Jay Bruce. His second RBI of the night. And Rivera lines a base hit. That'll bring in Cespedes. T.J. Rivera with his second RBI hit of the night. And it's 4-0 New York.
Marlins all of a sudden will get the tying run to the plate here in the sixth with the power hitting Justin Bour coming up.
2-1 lifted high in the air to straightaway center. Should be easy for Granderson. He's under it.
Lugo finally able to put the inning to bed.
Mets go on to win it 6-3 your final. They take 2 of 3 from the Fish. Seth Lugo wins his second straight decision while Jay Bruce and T.J. Rivera each drive in a pair. Giancarlo Stanton belts his 21st homer of the year in the loss. Here's Mets skipper Terry Collins after the win.
I thought they played very well. Again, shows you they didn't get down. You know, they didn't pack up all, went home. They showed up every day and played hard. And we got some good pitching, and that's a big hit.
What did you think of Seth tonight?
Well, I thought, you know, what he does. I didn't think he was as really as sharp as another time, but he still pitched well. Again, he moves the ball all over the place, so he's really tough to figure out.
TJ is one of those maybe undervalued guys around the league, but talk about his performance. They got 3 hits.
He can swing the bat. He's dangerous when he goes up there. He's a very, very aggressive hitter, and, you know, like we said many times, this guy played second base for us in a playoff game last year, so he's legit.
Seth Lugo joins Jerry Koosman and Tom Seaver as the only Met pitchers to win 6 consecutive road starts. Here's Lugo after Thursday night's performance.
I mean, that's what I tell myself. You know, go out there and throw strikes, no free passes, you know, I stay aggressive in the zone. Would have liked to have thrown a little more strikes first time through the lineup. Pitch count got up kind of quick, but, you know, I didn't walk anybody there for the first few innings, so that was the idea.
Any pitch in particular that you thought was a little off tonight?
I don't think so. I think everything was there. Stanton hit that home run off me. I struck him out with the same pitch that before. You know, it happens, you know. But I think everything was working pretty well tonight.
Jay Bruce, 2 hits, 2 RBIs in Thursday's win over the Marlins. Here's Bruce talking to the media after the game.
Whew. That was a lot. The foul ball double and then fair ball double is what really put me to death early.
Overall, you know, this team at this point, after the way that this road trip started, mm-hmm. how much do you feel that you guys have just kind of leveled things a little bit here down the stretch?
You know, I don't know if I feel that way at all. You know, I know, I don't know if our chances or our, you know, fortune has changed too much from winning these games. And, you know, I think that we're 12 or 12 and a half out. Yeah. And now we're, you know, 10 or 11. We still have a lot of work to do. We still have to play great baseball to have, you know, any chance. But, you know, we're just going to keep playing. We're going to keep preparing. We're going to come here every single day. I know that sounds like a broken record, and I know this is a really boring interview, but that's just all you can do. You know, you can't think about who's in front of you. You can't think about what happened in the past. You just have to play good baseball. You know, in our case, we have to play great baseball.
Maybe in terms of the standings, things haven't changed as much, but do you feel like you guys are playing better here these last couple of series, or do you feel like you just ran into a couple of really good teams prior to it?
I think that, you know, the outcome is different, but the preparation is the exact same. And, you know, I don't like to speak for everyone, but I think I probably can when it comes to, you know, saying that we don't get too emotional about, you know, winning this game or losing. Like, we have to be consistent with our approach and our mindset. And obviously, we're coming here every single day to win, but, you know, you can't let your emotions get away from you when it comes to, you know, game-to-game results. And we know what we have here. We know the talent that we have. We know what we're capable of, and we also know what's in front of us. So we just have to not worry about any of that and just continue to play and see what happens.
On Friday, the Mets return to Citi Field to host the Phillies, while the Marlins travel to Milwaukee for a series against the Brewers.